Phil Vitale, restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. Post Malone, if you're looking that up. Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune, just strolled in. Hi, Phil.
Hi, John.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
What's on your playlist? If I were to grab your phone and listen to music Phil's been listening to, what would I hear?
Wow. Gee, let me check. I can actually tell you.
No kidding.
I'll go, well, I'm
what's
my,
queued up?
Let's see what was on there. I Can't Stop Thinking About You. That was Sting. A song called The Violence by a local band named Rise Against. And then going into an oldies, Yesterday Girl by the Smithereens. And then Hot Thoughts by Spoon, Sunday Rain by the Foo Fighters with Paul McCartney sitting in on that recording. So like that.
Nice mix.
All right.
So last week or the week before, we were talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, and somebody texted in and said they've got friends coming in from out of town and they want to take them out for the holidays for a nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a Christmas treat.
Yeah.
They wanted to spend $100, and I don't know if that was $100 per person or per couple.
Well, if it's per person, I'm in trouble because I kind of assumed by per couple when I went with this.
Oh, you
no, I assumed per person. Yeah, per couple would be a tough for celebration. It gets.
Can you tell me the story on there you were just mentioning off the air about somebody who wanted money? No
object? Years ago, yeah, somebody for a 20th anniversary wanted to take, he and a wife wanted to go out. He said money was no object.
20th anniversary, where do I go?
Right, and so it's top of the line back then. I said, well, there's Charlie Trotter. Dinner for two is going to run you, depending on what you do with the wine, you're going to be like $500, something like that. Dead silence on the other end of the phone. And he's thinking, well, maybe a little. So I dropped down into the, you know, something like $100, $200 range.
Per person.
Yeah, well, I'll jump cut to the end. He was thinking $50 per person, including drinks, tax, tip, out the door. And I was, you know what? That's perfectly legit. But let's start with that. Don't blowhard me with the money is no object in
I
a city like
so
Chicago.
Much. 20 years.
Right. Hey, but you know, for some people, $100 for dinner for two is a lot of money, and you could, I understand that.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely.
But, you know, don't tell me money is no object. Let's save 20 minutes of this conversation in our respective lives and give me a price range. And everybody says, I want to go to a nice place. They tell me that. They always say that. Like I was going to, oh, I'm glad you said nice because I was about to recommend a pigsty, but now that I know you want nice, I will change my thinking. Nice place.
The problem is that if you get two entrees, that's, say, $40.
Yep.
If you get a glass, it could be 60 bucks. Sure, but I'm just trying to help somebody here who doesn't have a lot of money to spend or doesn't want to spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Both perfectly fine reasons or ways to go out. $20 an entree, 40. I'm going to get you two glasses each. So that's another $12, $24, $48 probably.
Right. And you got to figure tax and tip by themselves are going to come out going to account for minimum 25% of the bill, and more like 30% of the bill,
so
somewhere in there.
So there's no way you're doing it for under 100 and a quarter.
Right.
For the two of you. And that's if you don't have coffee, dessert, or hors d'oeuvres, which mm-hmm. is fine, too.
Right.
But you just bigger figure, you got 125 in your pocket, or you can't even go out at all.
Well, there are restaurants that aim for that, for the lower price, and they're there.
And wait a minute, I just ordered four drinks. So maybe you only have two or zero. Maybe you just have a soda.
Some people don't drink. That you save an awful lot of money if you cut back on the alcohol.
You also save a lot of money if you split an entree.
Mm-hmm.
How do restaurants frown on that? Do you Mm-mm. frown on that?
No. It's before I had this particular gig. That would be how my wife and I would go out to eat.
No kidding.
We would have we'd have three or four appetizers and then split an entree, because appetizers generally I find more interesting, just in general, conceptually, than entrees.
Okay, but then for your table, you're still running what would have been a two entree bill if you're doing a few appetizers.
Right. Yeah, I'm probably ordering the same amount of food, but with splitting entrees, usually. Especially in some restaurants, the main courses are so large that, you know, you get a pasta. I'll just split the pasta because, let's face it, pastas.
You know, one of my go-to sandwiches is a French dip. If you get a good piece mm-hmm. of beef
yep.
and a good bun and some good au jus, and I don't want right. cheese on there. Maybe you said hello to an onion, but you don't have to.
Right.
Good red meat. Good bun, good au jus.
Yep.
You know who does it real nicely is Banderas. Right,
yes, they
right
do.
Here.
Yes, they do.
That thing, I had that the other night. Fantastic.
And to me, the key, the linchpin of that is the bread. That's what makes the same. That's the difference between a really something memorable. Because let's face it, roast beef sliced is not terribly tricky to make, and the jus kind of more or less takes care of itself. You don't blow it, but that bread, that's what makes it a great sandwich.
And every night there, three-piece jazz band just playing quietly in the background.
Really?
It's fantastic. So let's take some suggestions from Phil Vitale. Where do you think people could or should go for the holidays?
Okay, well, they're talking about downtown, so I'm thinking, among other things, I'm thinking State Street. Maybe you're going to see the big tree at Macy's. Maybe you're going to the Chris Kindle Market over Daly Plaza, something like that. So for if you're going to go to the State Street, if you're going to go see the tree in Macy's, for instance, right there is the Walnut Room. You're right there, and that's never terribly expensive.
That's still up and running, huh?
It's still up and running. Still doing the pot pie. Still doing that. The catch is dinner service closes at 8 o'clock. So depending on what if you're doing an early thing or a late afternoon, that's perfect. If not, just down the block, there's Atwood at State and Madison. They have most of their entrees are under $20. Trattoria at 10, which is just a couple and a half blocks away at 10 North Dearborn between Washington and Madison.
Trattoria 10?
Yes, they have pastas. They're famous for their ravioli. They have other pastas. Well, what the nice thing about their ravioli and pasta dishes, and I believe it includes the risotto, is that they offer them in small and large portions. So, if you're not terribly hungry, or if you're going to splurge a little on an appetizer, your pastas are 16 or 18. And if you're really hungry, your pastas are 22 or 24. So, something like that. And then, of course, I always think of the Italian Village.
At
71
right.
West Monroe, between Clark and Dearborn, there are three restaurants within that address. There is the Village, which is the twinkly light thing that's all so cool. Looks like a Tuscan village, and your entrees are about $25 there. And then you have Viva Re, which is the main floor, and that's the Jordan Mosher design, which is kind of this Italian Baroque.
I've walked by Italian Village. That's actually four. Restaurants?
Three restaurants.
Three restaurants.
Upstairs, the Village,
right,
with the twinkly lights and Tuscan Village
right
recreation. Main floor, Viva Re, which is the contemporary Italian. It's got that Jordan Mosher Italian Baroque design. It still holds up after 20-something years. And then downstairs, you have La Cantina, which is sort of like a low-ceilinged wine cellar atmosphere. They have ironwork and brick down there, but each one of them has a pre-theater menu, by the way, which is really nice to know. Because
they're smart.
Right, because through the year, at least, Hamilton is playing across the street. So you go in there, and one of the things I like to tell people, and it's caught on anyway, so I'm not giving away any secrets, you go to the Italian Village for your pre-Hamilton or pre-theater dinner, you eat there, you valet there, you can leave your car there. For the same fee. That will take you a little while to get your car back because a lot of people try this. Nevertheless.
Yeah, maybe you go in for one more glass of wine after the
exactly
show.
Exactly. Park once.
So you've said
there.
Walnut Room, Trattoria 10, Italian Village. Is Pettorino's on that list, by the way?
That'd be a good one. That's another one. I mean, there's so many nearby. And then a little farther away, we talk about a little bit in the near north area, River North area. I'm still a big fan of Lowry's The Prime Rib. Particularly around the holidays when they have the carolers in the Victorian costumes walking around the restaurant dining room and doing their songs.
That's not in the theater district, though. We're
it's
talking
not,
more you're
right
closer to Water
yeah
Tower Place.
Yeah,
here,
now I'm. That. Yeah, I think I've given my due to the theater district. Now
yes
we're moving on. We got Lowry's. That's 100 East Ontario. Now it is prime rib, so the entrees are up there. You're going to spend anywhere from $40 to $60 for your prime rib and or chop whatever you've got in there. But those things come with the spinning salad thing, and it comes with your mashed potatoes, and it comes with your Yorkshire pudding. So that and a dessert, and my friend, you are going to be stuffed.
It's 144, almost 145. After that, it'll be 146. Mm. Anyway, Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune. Question, comment, 312-981-7200. By the way, answer this when we come back. Someone called in and said, hey, Phil, how much did you spend at the Walnut Room? Restaurant critic Phil Vitale, Chicago Tribune's in our studio. We're talking about some suggestions. I did find the original email, Phil, and the person said $100 a person.
Okay,
and now that I think about that, I think some of your suggestions would be well under $100 a person. Lowry's Prime Rib with a glass of wine, you're more at $100.
They're $100 with
probably
the tip.
Probably a yep person with the tip.
That's so whenever they say $100 a person, I'm thinking, all right, is it $100 with tax and tip? Because at that case, we're probably talking about $75 a person.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's going to happen to the tax.
How much you spend at the Walnut Room?
Walnut Room is a real bargain in the lunchtime, which is their real popular time. They do the buffet where you have the apps and the salads and your hot entrees. You go with the whole thing. That buffet is only $26 for adults, $14 if your kid is 12 or younger. If you go a la carte, which you can go then or later, the chicken pie is $14. The meatloaf is $13. The Asiago crusted chicken is $14. So have to work to spend a lot of money at the Walnut Room.
I'll have two entrees. 815 texted in, who knew Phil Vitale was so damn musically hip?
They like my playlist.
Evidently. Uh-huh. Sure they did. Hey, Marlene, you're on WGN. What was your question, Marlene?
Hi, my husband and I are going to the CIBC Theater tonight to see Hamilton, and we're wondering about Phil's thoughts on the Grill Room restaurant right across the street.
Very nice, very standard, straight up American. There's nothing in there that's going to fool you or frighten you. It's a pretty place. You can cross the street. And here's one of my things. Depending on how what shape you're in at intermission. When I hit intermission, I run to the bathroom like my hair's on fire. But if you're less in need, instead of getting in that long line for a cocktail in the mezzanine, run across the street, get one over there. You'll still be back in time.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
You walk over there, you get a glass of wine to go?
No. Get a glass of wine, hold your nose, take a big swig.
You pound it.
You pound it, and you're back in the room where it happens. Absolutely.
And maybe you can use their Tinkle Station as well while you're over there.
I'm not sure how that works.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Love WGN.
Yeah, thank you. We love you. Appreciate your listening. This is helpful, Phil Vitale.
I try.
Texter said, don't forget Miller's Pub on Wabash. Good food, low prices.
That's a good thing, yeah. That's just not, I was thinking.
And they renovated that, too, recently.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good place, too. And it's large enough that you might not have to wait terribly long for a table.
$100 a person or less, said somebody, for the holidays. You took us to Lowry's a minute ago. Where else are you taking us?
I'm going to take you to the place I wrote down and just lost. I'm thinking of the Zoo Lights and the Zoo Light Festival up at Lincoln Park Zoo.
RJ Grunts?
That would be a good one. But I was
sure less than $100. You can spend $100. Yeah, you will not spend $100 a person at RJ Grunts.
But I'm thinking also the Kennison at the corner of right there at 1800 North Lincoln. Pasta's there about 15 to 21. The entrees are 14 to 28. It's right there in the corner, right across from where the Green City Market is during the nice weather.
And what's the name of this place?
The Kennison.
The Kennison.
It's in the Lincoln Hotel, and upstairs is the is that rooftop bar, which is so cool.
Let's see. Marlene, we answered her question. Do you have one more, Phil, before we go to your list of the top restaurants in the city?
I mentioned Atwood, didn't I not?
No, yes. You did not.
Okay, then Atwood Cafe? Which is, again, Atwood Cafe at corner of Washington and State. Washington between State and Madison, actually. And they have most of their entrees are under $20. So that's another one, and you can practically skip to there from Macy's.
Here's some text real quick. Mm-hmm. John, you could do out the door 100 or less free valet parking at Greek Islands. I don't know Greek Islands.
Well, it's Halsted and Adams. That's a heck of a spit to get to the theater district.
We're but not that going is to the very. Theater.
But if you're just going out for a celebration, that would be a nice place.
You like
I love
that place?
It too.
Yeah, Elif's Inn as well. John, what about Chicago Cut? I'd like to take two people out for a nice steak at Chicago Cut. This would cover entree, dessert, coffee, and 3 to 4 drinks. I don't know if that's per person or two people out, so probably 3 or 4 drinks total. And what do you think of Chicago Cut? You like that place?
I like it. I like it. He's just blown his $100 budget sky high, but I like the place. You're not going to find a steak under $40 there. Your drinks are going to be about $15 each. So you can do 2-3 of that. No, you're not doing it for $100.
No, you're going to be 200 plus.
I think you'll be very happy with the quality of what you get. And my insider tip for Chicago Cut is to order the prime rib. Which is extremely good, and one of the few prime ribs in town that is actually a prime cut. Most people think prime rib means it's prime. A prime cut, and that's not where the name comes from. It comes from that it's one of the primal cuts, one of the first butcher type cuts. But most prime rib you find in the city is choice and not prime. And
so this is a better cut of prime,
right?
John, this would cover entree, dessert, coffee, 3 to 4 drinks, and where to park. And does this restaurant take cash? I suppose most restaurants take cash.
Most. There's a trend of restaurants that don't take cash, but those are the smaller places. The Wow Bao doesn't take cash. Things like that. Some of the smaller places are starting to trend away from that.
Chicago Cut. I've been there a couple times. I like the room. I don't remember where we parked.
You got to park at the valet. There's no...
There's valet there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're right there at the bridge, so you just pull right up.
You're not going to find a place in that vicinity to park on your own.
If you go there on the weekend, particularly like you go there early, people don't realize that street parking is legal along Wacker Drive on the weekends.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is
on the
north side. You can park there. And it kind of messes people up, and they're usually the city. They're driving. They say, boy, this lane is not moving at all. And it's because it's a bunch of parked cars.
We'll take this list from Phil. We'll put it on my Facebook page right after the show. If you forgot or just didn't get a chance or you want to share it with a friend, we'll put it at the John Williams page on Facebook. I'm WGN King John. Like me there. You also wrote last week, 50 best restaurants, according to Phil Vitale, 1 through 100. Number one, Alinea, the stage for one of the world's greatest chefs. $4 bill signs next to it, and
all
the stars you can give it.
Oh yeah, that's a mortgage payment. You just have to know that going in.
Seriously, Phil, what am I out the door? Like we've been doing tonight, today, two glasses of something each, coffee, dessert, and whatever I want on the menu. What am I looking at Alinea?
Well, at Alinea, it's a set menu.
Oh,
so it's just a question whether you do the wine pairings, not. But if you go with the flow, the way most people experience Alinea, you're going to be
$250.
No, you're going to be $1,000 or two. You're not going to do it for less.
I thought it was $250 a person.
I took my son there for his 25th birthday, which was a few years ago, and he decided that's what he wanted for his birthday present. I'm like, couldn't ask for a brand new guitar or something like that. Now, it was a birthday, so we kind of indulged in the wine a little bit because they have spectacular wines there.
What were you out the door
$1,200. Yeah. Well, he's 32, so that was 7 years ago.
But, you know, you love your son, and if you want to spend $1,200 that way or get him a used car, it's whatever you guys want to do. I'm not going to judge.
A lot of both my sons and their cousins, and I don't know if it's a whole generation, but it's the whole generation with the last name Vitale, they have increasingly got into experiences rather than stuff. They don't want a sweater.
These are 20, 30-year-olds?
They certainly don't want a sweater I'll pick out, and they'd rather just do something they hadn't done before. Go to this restaurant, see this show, experiences.
My son was the same thing the other day. His birthday came and went, and said, what do you want? He said, I don't want nothing. We took him and his wife and his brother, and Brenda and I all went along, and we ate out and had a swell time.
Yep.
But he didn't get a guitar or a new sweater.
Right.
On your list of top 50 restaurants in Chicago, is it Smythe or Smith?
Smith.
Smith with a Y, number two. Number three was Oriole. You've talked about that before. Topolobampo's come up many times on this show. Boca is number five. Momotaro
correct.
Is number six. Georges Trois, you just talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I'll do the top 10. Acadia was 8. Blackbird, 9. Spiaggia is number 10.
Yep. That's a heck of a top 10.
Read Phil Vitale online, chicagotribune.com/dining. And thanks for doing all the homework for us today, Phil. This has been very helpful.
Did I get a good grade?
Yes. You got an A+.
All right, because I got to turn this report card into somebody. I know it.
Nice to see Phil in the studio. Read him online as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.